Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me turn this down a little bit. Malik, can you hear me good?
Yep, yep.
All right, yep. So you're going to speak right into that phone. I'm turning you up here on the board.
Okay, cool.
There we go. That sounds way better. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mujeres y caballeros, everybody listening within the sound of my voice, this is Roberto Gooden, a.k.a. Dirty Fingers. And you are locked into my Friday show here at WJRH. I close out the weekend and lock off the station. Everything after me is done. This is the Friday Night Function Show, broadcasting live on 104.9 WJRH out of Easton, Pennsylvania, through Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and worldwide on WJRH.org. And we are simulcasting on WFNK Radio. WFNK Radio. WFNK. .com. So what's up, man? I got a treat for you guys. I've got a returning champion in the studio. The beautiful, talented, smart, intellectual, and just all around cool sister. Her name is Alicia, and she's in the studio with me right now. Test her microphone, make sure that one is on.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, that one did get a nice signal. So Alicia's back in the studio with me. You might remember her from the Praise Different series in the summer of July. 2017 is 2018 now. We've got some big things happening, and the reason why I asked her back into the studio is because I've been I don't want to sound like a creep, but I've been checking out some of her posts. And they are funny. What convinced me to get her back in the studio was that she was at apparently work and ran into some guy that looked cute, and she didn't think she looked as cute at that moment, and was wondering, like, why does that happen to women all the time? And I was like, that is a dope topic. And I said, we got to get on the air and discuss these things, because we got shows that do it. I mean, I might as well have it on my air. You know?
Well, here I am.
Yeah, and here she is. So I'm switching up my whole flow as I'm speaking to you guys. I normally start with music and don't talk to anybody for at least 45 minutes. But we're starting, you know, on time for the show, but late for these ladies. And I've got a special guest on the line. I don't even know where he's calling from. His manager said he's flying in from California. I'm So Malik on the phone. Malik, are you there?
So.
Yeah, there you go. So this young brother, for those of you who heard me on the Wednesday show that I do called The Mix Show featuring Dirty Fingers on 88.1, you know that this young guy has got some really good material. And I said, yo, bro, you got to call again. We're trying to get him to come out to Pennsylvania. But he's been shooting videos and I've been moving around. So we keep missing each other. So we said we'll settle on the phone call right now. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, I still got to make it out there, man. For real.
All right, man.
Got to make it out there.
But yeah, listen, things are going, man. We got some things in the works, so we definitely want to get you out here before the weather breaks. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Okay, so look, folks, I'm getting my vibe together. All right, so let's start it. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM. This is the Friday Night Function Show. I am Dirty Fingers, the host, DJ, and producer of this show. In studio with me, I've got a returning champion. Her name is Alicia Beach. Say, what's up?
What's up?
And I also have on the phone with me a recording artist out of the Bronx, New York, who is a future throwback. I say he's singing for the future, but he's a throwback. If you have a couple gray hairs, you will appreciate his music. But if you just got out of college, he's speaking directly to you. His name is I'm So Malik. What up, sir?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good, sir. You got to pay me for that intro. I take my payments in quarters. All right? I can put them in the meter. All right? So listen, let's jump right into it, man. He's got a single out right now. He's got a few songs out right now. But the one I want to go with right now is the one you got the video for. It's called Lois Lane. Let's start and come back with I'm So Malik. Hold on, Malik.
Today started off okay. I absolutely mean it. You know just the words to say. And baby, I believe it. I always wanna come around, oh, cause I know that you like it. This love is heaven sent, girl. And don't you try to fight it. Baby, it don't matter where we go, I'm always gonna feel the same. Oh yeah. Now baby, it's send me on trips of flexing. Your skin so sex, like the motherland. No, that's no flex. Babe, you got me in the zone. You're the only one I want. Baby, it don't matter where we go. I'm always gonna feel the same. Yeah.
Every time I hear the song, man, I'm singing along like I actually can sing. The artist is I'm So Malik, and I got him on the phone with me right now, man. Malik, what's up, bro? Yo. Did I lose him? Nope, computer's up. Oh, there you go. My bad. So as I was saying, man, every time I play this song, I'm singing along with it because the melody is so great. There's some parts in there. I got a vocalist in the studio with me, and there's some parts in there that caught her attention. I was like, okay, this guy's got something.
Thank you, man.
So tell these folks a little bit about yourself, bro.
Yeah, so I'm from NYC. You know, I've been, been doing music for a while. I started off, you know, acting and whatnot. I did Broadway. I played, played on Broadway. I did a couple of, movies and whatnot. And
but really don't gloss over serious. The Broadway. Don't gloss over the Broadway. Let's go right back to the Broadway for a second. Are there some productions that we might have known, seen, might have a playbill for?
Yeah. I played Simba, Lion King on Broadway. And, so, you know, that was definitely one of the major stunts for me as far as, entertainment, you know. After that, everything else just started to fall in place. And,
okay.
You know, that's how I knew I wanted to just do this, you know, full time, you know.
There it is. And you said you've also have done some movie work, some film work?
Yeah. So I did a film with Patti LaBelle, FDK Corporation to the Choir. I got to actually, you know, sing with Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
Which was crazy. And then I also did a movie with Jim Carrey, called Me, Myself, and Irene. So, those were like two big things for me, too. Another two major things for me. And, man, I was just like, no, this is it. I love this. I love how it feels. And just wanted to keep doing that. So now, you know, we're here, you know.
Yeah.
We're using 24/7 now.
So on your YouTube channel, I noticed you got a few videos, and some of them seem like they're from different projects. How many projects have you put out?
I've put out probably about like only about two projects. Well, right, three projects altogether. My first mixtape
called Soundproof.
We're live
right now. 104.9 FM.
My first mixtape, Soundproof, and then I want to say 3 years later, I dropped my EP, my LP called Insomniac.
Okay, and that Insomniac is in the Muse systems and other systems also. I saw that at my other station down the dial. So I see that you're official. You're putting out material. And I'm going to get into some more material. I've got this duet that you've got with a young lady named Crystal. What's the name of the song?
Oh, that record. This is one of my personal favorites. It's called Insecure, man. This record is definitely one of my favorites. And basically, this record talks about just that your significant other being insecure about things that are not, you know, that are not so, you know, she's insecure about you thinking about other females and losing. She knows, you know, you're really focused on her. Like, you know, you're not focused on anybody but her. So this is a really cool record. It's a cool record.
So why don't we get into the record Insecure by I'm So Malik. And when we come back, we'll ask the ladies in the studio how we can circumvent that type of situation where when we say something, why don't you just believe us? Insecure. The artist is I'm So Malik. You're listening to the Friday Night Function Show with Dirty Fingers here at 104.9 WJRH and WFNK.
We've been together for so long, so long. I know. Your mind's got you thinking that I'm sneaking cause I'm never home. You're dead wrong. No, no, you can never lose me, never lose me. Nobody could ever do me like you do me. Why? You always seen something wrong. Just kick it, girl, that's all I wanna do. Overthinking shit when all I want is you.
I'll be swearing at you crazy, girl.
Cause why you gotta be so insecure? When you're the only one I'm looking for, yeah, yeah. Cause why you gotta be so insecure? You're the only one I'm looking for, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Insecure, are you sure? Not the woman that you know that word. I mean, he was talking like your brain's in doubt. I know when your mama warned you about the rains of your drought. More than a spouse, had the best dish from the ex to the exorcist. You should be studying instead of messaging, requesting this. For the following, it's mind boggling. Who benefits?
Just kick it, girl, that's all I wanna do. Overthinking shit when all I want is you.
I'll be swearing at you crazy, girl.
Cause why you gotta be so insecure? When you're the only one I'm looking for, yeah, yeah. Cause why you gotta be so insecure? When you're the only one I'm looking for, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You definitely need to light some incense when you're listening to I'm So Malik, right? You need to have the right lighting and some incense going, maybe a nice glass of wine to listen to I'm So Malik, man. What's good? What's good, man? What's up with this mood music that you're making?
Man, that's the zone. That's the zone that I need, man. My whole goal behind, you know, the music that I make is for people to just really sit back and just vibe to, you know? And that's it. You hit it right on the key, man. If you got some incense, light some things, and start listening.
There it is, man. Are you playing these instruments on here? Or are you guys picking beats? Like, who's creating this really wonderful production?
Yeah. So I have a team. I have my production team called Soundhouse, mm-hmm. and we produce everything. We work. We get in the studio. We do live instrumentation. Everything. It's, you know, we create from the top to the bottom to the stack fully, you know.
But okay.
Yeah, I definitely play. I do produce it myself and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the whole Soundhouse team. So I want to ask Miss Alicia, like, why you got to be so insecure?
Actually, I'm not insecure, but I did enjoy the song.
There it is. So, Malik, you're talking with Alicia Beach. If you saw the flyer that I put out, she is on that flyer also. She's a returning champion to the show, meaning she's been here before. And I give her the title of vocalist because when I met her, I met her before I saw her sing. But when I saw her sing, I was blown away. Her friend is smiling because she knows that she can really sing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I judge some of the tracks that I like by if other vocalists or musicians like them. And I saw you caught her attention a couple of times with some of these songs.
That's what's up. Nice to meet you also.
So why you got to be so insecure?
I can't speak for myself on that. Uh-huh. But
you know of the scenario.
I have been insecure before.
Okay.
But I think it comes down to some of it is how a man can make you feel in a relationship. So if he's not being trustworthy, he's being shady, he's talking down to you, all those things kind of make a woman insecure. So.
What defines not being trustworthy?
I need all the passwords to your phone, like your emails. Oh, like, no, I'm just kidding.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding. I could tell. Now, when do you need the passwords and stuff to the emails, the phone? Like, do you need that second date?
Third date? I don't feel like you need it while you're dating. I think in a marriage, everything should be open. Absolutely. But while you're dating, it's not a big deal.
Okay, like, if you're dating for over 6 months.
Yeah, I don't need it.
You still don't need it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, sis. What's your name?
Keisha.
Keisha, do you need the passwords, the passcodes, early or later, or not at all?
I don't really need them.
You don't need them? Okay.
Because they're going to let you prove yourself.
How?
How? Being trustworthy. Like, I shouldn't have to check your phone. I should know. I'm going out with this person. Like, all of that matches up if I backtrack.
Malik, do you hear that? If I backtrack, so I think we got some detectives. You got some detectives here. They hold them back.
Guys be lurking. Guys be lurking too.
So. Uh huh. Now, Malik, what do you think about that? Now, if a guy is lurking, if a guy is investigating, spying on a woman, is that masculine? Is that something that we do?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I got one thing. I got to say one thing about that. I mean, if you looking for something, you're going to find something.
So, indeed.
I mean, you know, it's just important to just keep a steady head and just, you know, I mean, if you do sense something is going on, then of course, you know, press the issue. But I would say don't do too much of that because you might, you know, you might fall into something that's not really happening, but end up finding something else out that you're not really comfortable with, uh-huh. You know, that's what I say on that subject.
Listen, shout out to my wife, Michelle. We've been together for a really long time and she was my girlfriend for longer. Well, yeah, still longer than she has been my wife. And yeah, I recognize all of these signs now, you know? Mm-hmm. But then, of course, I definitely was driving her to be insecure, you know? So, but, you know.
Oh, what was that? What'd you do?
I did not put my phone down without a lock on it.
Oh, yeah, you had it face down at dinner.
My phone, at the time, BlackBerry, whatever, you know, two ways, you know, all of them things, StarTech, whatever the things was, they all had locks on it, you know? And then I'd come in and go right back out. I always had to go out somewhere.
Mm.
You know, I still got to go out somewhere now, but you know, I got a couple gray hairs. I think she trusts me now.
Yeah, I hope so.
So Malik, man, we're gonna get into another song from you, bro. I got another one lined up here, and what is this one? Cool with you. Tell me about that.
So cool with me. Cool with me is definitely another one of my favorites. It's basically about you know how I wrote the record. It's about, you know, a guy, you know, being cool with his best friend. That's, you know, that's me being cool with a female. And I'm just telling her, you know, like, this dude keeps treating you the wrong way and you keep crying and we best friends and I see how much you're hurting. So why are you still with him? If you decide to leave him, don't forget about me because I can be an ultimatum in this whole thing, man. I could be a choice, you know. So that's what this whole record is about. It's just about not overstepping your boundary, but if she gives you that chance, man, you could take, you know, just I'll take it. So,
hey,
that's cool with me.
Let's get into it. Let's get into Cool With Me right now. That's a whole topic unto itself. I'm So Malik right here on the Friday Night Function Show.
Every time I see you, love, every time I see you, love, it's like you wanna cry. You tell me you're not caring much about this other guy. If it was up to me, I'd leave with you. Spend some time with me, I'll make my move. Ooh, baby girl, you're down, tell the whole the lights, holding you tight. Is that what you like? And if so, I can give it to you, girl. Let's hit the road and give this thing a whirl. Baby girl, you're downtown, tell the whole world. You could be by my side, baby, I'd rather mine. That ain't an issue, babe, cause this a cold world. I'll be your kryptonite, you'll be my ride or die. Oh, you say you got a plan, hope you understand, I'm your type of man. That's why you're so cool with me. I'll put you in my way, blow you up a spliff. That's why you're so cool with me. You say you got a plan, hope you understand, I'm your type of man. Girl, this is just you and me. I'll put you in my way, blow you up a split, never try to hit. That's why you're so cool with me.
What would you do if I came through and showed you what this really was? What would you do if I told you that this whole thing was love? What would you do?
Malik, you got us debating inside the studio, bro.
That's why you're so cool with me.
Hey.
Yeah, I may need you on that remix, man.
I got you.
All right, listen, yeah, we can make sure you guys link, you know. In the meantime, we just heard from I'm So Malik. Cool With Me is the song. And you said, Erica?
Keisha,
pardon me. You said that guys, that song, Malik, she said your song explains exactly why guys cannot be cool with girls. Could you please speak on that, Keisha?
No. See, that's when we get Mr. Screw. So it's like, if you listen to the record, it's like, I'm trying to be respectful as possible. Like, I'm not, like, the hook is, you say you got a man, hope you understand. You say you got a plan, hope you understand, I'm your kind of man, that's why you're so cool with me. I put you in my whip, roll you up a spliff, never try to hit, that's why you're so cool with me. So I'm telling her, like, yo, I never put this kind of pressure on you to be with me. But if you decide to give me that chance, I'm all in, you feel me? So I'm not even trying to overstep my boundary because I know she got a situation. So I'm not blocking in any kind of way. I'm just telling her, like, yo, listen, you not being treated the right way, and we cool, but if you decide to, you know, have a change of hearts, holler at me, because I know how to treat a woman, you know? So
is that what you heard?
I heard it. I get that. That was the respectful way of going about it, but I was saying, if you got a girl and she has a man, it sounds like, you know, basically you're checking for her while you're in a relationship, but that's only if that's the gist of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it comes to a point in time where when the man gets tired of just being a girl's friend. He's like, let me get a chance.
If her, like I was saying off the air, if her dude is whack or abusive in any way, then you're like, that dude is corny. What are you doing?
And if he's single, of course. Uh-huh. What do you mean?
And then it messes up our friendship because now you don't want to be friends no more.
No, not necessarily. It only messes up the friendship if you don't agree with what he's saying. Then it's like, okay, but you're with an abusive dude or cornball dude, or I'm the guy code is, I'm not going to tell you that this guy is a slime bucket. Mm-hmm. He's cheating on you, whatever. That's guy code.
Right.
Like, we're not going to say that. But we are going to let you know that, hey, I'm available.
When you figure it out.
When you figure it out
that he's a cornball, it's like, all right, let me know. Because I feel like if you can't treat a woman the correct way, you honestly don't even deserve to for anybody to be respectful in that kind of way, you know, to you don't even deserve that courtesy, you know. So, I mean, you know, that's how I see it, though.
Malik, man, do you have any shows coming up for these people to know about? Like, what is the move in your career right now? Right now, you might have some new followers that might have just hit you on your social media. I saw phones come out in the studio, which is always a good sign. You know?
I didn't hit follow yet, but I'm a follower. I did.
I'll definitely follow back.
All right, but, there it is.
Yeah, right now, I've just been in rehearsals heavy with my band. Whatnot, getting ready for South. We heading out to South by Southwest in a few days.
That's what's up.
So I'm actually, basically co-headlining the DigiWax stage out there with Wyclef.
Wow,
so,
nice.
You know, that's definitely going to be a situation. So we just getting ready for that.
Shout out to the homie Nav, and shout out to my man CL also over at DigiWax. Yeah. The whole of them, the whole team over there.
Yep.
So next time I touch the town, brother, just on a personal note, my son just got into Vi Higginson's youth choir scenario. I don't know the name of it, but it's like a workshop for kids to help them in the arts. And my son just got into that program, so I should be touching the town like every other weekend. My wife is actually going tomorrow, so at some point we got to link up in the city, bro.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm down for it. I know. Like you said, our schedule has been crazy, but we definitely got to make that happen.
That's what's up. So, folks, you've been listening to I'm So Malik. His projects are available now anywhere that you can purchase or stream in music. Tell them the name of your current project right now, sir.
So right now I have my new EP out called October Nights. You can find that everywhere on digital platforms. And yeah, it's about 7 records on there, and it's just an energy. It's a vibe on there, and you know, I'm a Libra, so I try to give people that balance, you know?
There it is. So, folks, check this young brother out, man. He's got some really good material. And for those of you who happen to be, like, let's say in your 30s or 40s and are catching the feeling off of this music, yeah, well, he told me before that, like, Dwele, Music Soul Child, those are artists that he grew up on. So that's the reason why you're catching those feelings. So definitely, for those of you who find yourself out of touch with music, get in touch with this brother. I'm So Malik. All right? There it is, sir.
I appreciate it. Dirty Fingers, I appreciate it, man. We definitely going to link soon. Ladies, it was a pleasure meeting you guys.
You also. Hope y'all have a great night. Wish you much success.
There it is.
Thank you.
All right, hold the phone, bro. Let's get back into I'm So Malik right now. I got to get back into this song. I still don't know where the sample is from, but I know I own this record somewhere. Lois Lane from I'm So Malik.
Started off okay, I absolutely mean it, you know just the words to say, and baby I believe it, I always wanna come around, oh, cause I know that you like it, this love is heaven sent, girl, and don't you try to fight it, baby it don't matter where we go, I'm always gonna feel the same, oh yeah. Now baby it don't matter where we go, I always wanna take the clothes off. Clark Kent, Superman, I go so. Baby you got it. You got me in the palm of your hands. I don't think you understand the whole control that you got over me. Hips hit me on trips of black sand, your skin so sex, like the motherland, no that's no flex, babe you got me in the zone, you're the only one I want, baby it don't matter where we go, I'm always gonna feel the same, yeah. Long distance, oh yeah, now baby it don't matter where we go, I always wanna take the clothes off, Clark Kent, Superman, I go so. Go, I'm always gonna feel the same.
Hey y'all, it's Alicia Beach, and you are listening to Dirty Fingers. You already know what it is. He's so dope.
Bible way more than fairy tales. Started when the elevator took the stairwell. Watch them stairwell, yeah, I'm very well. See these pretty wings, I'm Maxwell. I'm fortunate, I'm the sexiest. I'm a tomboy, you love a tomboy. Check the time, y'all too late, tick tick. Got no chill, but I do got Netflix. Watch the movies on me. I like my t-shirt with no sleeves. Ain't got a bad arm to show I'm deadly. In a league of my own. Watch what you say, you don't know who you among. Speaking a little truth, here come the stones. Throw me a few, look, I got good bones. Diamonds between my knees, oils in my thighs. Does my sassiness upset you? Or you mad that I survived on the way up? Oh, you mad that I survived and I ain't coming down? Squad, 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 baby, look around. See me coming, see me coming, we slowing down.
Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back. Hey, goddamn, how you did it like that? Low skirt with a booty underneath it like that. Hot like a summer girl, you're so fine. And you know I'm trying to give it to you one time. Don't wanna let you go. Don't you put a wall up like Mexico. I ain't trying to catch you up like Texaco. I just really wanna let you know. Cause I know what you need to make it through the night. Yeah, I can get you right. And I know what you need to make it through the night. Morana, Boricua, Morana, Dominicana, Colombiana, Americana, Italiana. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me.
Reaching out to all my Panamanians, my Dominicanas, my Hondurans. What's up? Let's go! Come on,
dance merengue with your mama. dance merengue, no you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, no you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back. Goddamn, how you did it like that? Low skirt with a booty underneath it like that. Hot like a summer girl, you're so fine. And you know I'm trying to give it to you one time. Don't wanna let you go. Don't you put the wall up like Mexico. I ain't trying to catch you up like Texaco. I just really wanna let you know. Cause I know what you need to make it through the night. Yeah, I can get you right. And I know what you need to make it through the night. Morana, Boricua, Morana, Dominicana, Colombiana, Americana, Italiana. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. I just wanna let you know, I'ma take this dance, never let you go. I know how you really feel if the rest don't know. She said, I ain't really trying to profess, you know. Let's be professional. I know, to get, never get to know. I ain't trying to save nothing, but on my insurance I need to find me a girl on her progressive flow. Cause I know what you need to make it through the night. Yeah, I can get you right. And I know what you need to make it through the night. Americana, Italiana, hey. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back. Dance merengue with your mama. Dance merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. That's merengue with your mama. That's merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me.
You say you got a girl. How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? The feeling is reckless. Of knowing it's selfish. Knowing I'm desperate. Getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last. Hanging on the back, calling me your last. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than. Drop them drugs, give me what I want. My man is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is your man, hurt that's her man.
as a guy who writes songs, the first time I heard this, I was blown away at the complexity of the chorus when you first hear it. And I said, man, whoever wrote the song, I never looked it up, but whoever wrote it is dope, because I didn't know it was SZA when I first heard it. And I'm just so happy for her in terms of the eventual accolades that she's got over that Control project, because from the beginning to the end, it's such a well written and conceived and delivered project that seems to speak to the heart of young ladies right now. And I don't know of anyone else whose project has had that type of impact, I don't know, since like maybe Aaliyah.
What y'all think?
Maybe
Aaliyah, but I feel like a lot of people...
That's a long time. That's a big gap to not have...
But they're in like way two different categories.
Okay, tell me. Tell me why you think they're in two different categories.
I mean, Aaliyah talked about relationships, but SZA's a little bit more like in your face, mm-hmm. a little, I guess, less classier. I'm just saying.
To put it, I mean, you know, if you don't have the Walmart version, then yeah, a little less classier.
But I would say K. Michelle music too. K. Michelle is very like rah-rah.
Right. But you know what though? K. Michelle lost my respect a while ago.
Why?
I just could not put two and two together. Like, she has a good voice. And the first time I saw her on Terms of Love and Hip Hop, her story was compelling, but then it started getting like cornballish. And to me, Love and Hip Hop, I can't watch an artist on that mm-hmm. because I start losing respect for them, and mm-hmm. therefore I tune out from their music.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And though I've heard some things from K. Michelle, you know, as a DJ, you know, I make shows, and I mean, I love R&B. I look for that. I look for, you know, great music from these artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard one or two, but nothing that sticks with me.
Yeah.
Names I don't remember. That made me go buy a project.
I was going to say her is, like, comparable to SZA.
Yeah, she is, yeah. You know. In terms of age, she's a little older, but definitely.
Like the vibes.
Yeah.
I think they're in different categories as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's more of a jazzier type of artist.
SZA.
No.
K. Michelle?
Her.
Yeah. So I've read about her and thought it was a group. Her is not
it's
a group.
It's one girl.
It's one girl.
Yeah.
So we're driving back from Philly, and the first time I recognized, what's the name of the song? I don't even know the name of the song.
What's her name?
Focus.
Yeah. Whew.
Yeah.
So I heard it driving back from Philly a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, yo, this is
she's
dope.
A singer.
Oh, like, my she's killing gosh. And it's just one girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the way.
I don't think her and SZA are on the same. They can't be compared to me.
But I would buy both of them. Like, now, you know, based off of like one song, mm-hmm. I would buy both of them.
SZA's mm-hmm. more mainstream, I feel like. She's definitely more commercialized than her.
Really?
I think so.
Not really. I mean, she's been out for 2-3 years.
She's had albums before this album. I've been listening to her. Mm-hmm. So, she.
To me, SZA's like a Solange. Like Solange has got albums and projects, and she's got different iterations of herself, but it's just the last project that she came into her own and she was accepted. Like, oh, like that's who you are, you know? And I feel like SZA is similar from what I know about it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's similar. You know who I really am like super disappointed in, and who I was because I grew, I won't say grew up, that would be the wrong thing to say, but because my musical taste would definitely reflect 90s R&B and hip hop, and I'm from New York. I grew up in New York, which is what I was going to say. Keisha Cole.
You
knew it.
I knew
tell
it.
Me why you knew
Let
I was going to say
you.
That.
Because she fell off, probably. But I knew
her
you
music
say
fell
that.
Off.
Yeah.
And, well, I think her music fell off as well as her vocals.
Well, she's another one who went, you know, to TV. And it was
true.
Like
corn, it was the most
it was
disgusting
like
thing.
From there, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that you?
You're good.
Or me? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Oh.
So, Keisha Cole,
for me, she used to be my girl.
She was mine. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, I just knew she was the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I mean Mary J. Blige.
Right.
One. And I just said this recently on one of my timelines that Mary J. Blige is the queen of soul. Period. So sorry she to is. my you know, thank you very much.
Like, come on, that's my auntie. They know.
Right, you know? So I didn't grow up in the 60s or 50s. I heard of and have seen footage of Aretha Franklin, and I understand why she is who she is. Mm-hmm. But at this point, we're not talking about Auntie Riri. Like,
but she is who she is to her generation.
To her generation.
Like, yeah, Mary's
is who she is to our generation.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, because I'm just going to assume I'm the oldest person in this room.
You are.
So why is... You got to say it so quickly. Why Alicia had to say that real quickly. You know, he's like, you know, I know, but she said it really quickly, though. But why is Mary J. Blige who she is to your generation?
Because Mary, I feel like Mary raised all of us, like, in terms of her music. I feel like she was teaching us lessons about not having drama, respecting yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw her evolution as an artist. Mm-hmm. We saw her heartbreaks. We saw her bad relationships. And her music has always been inspirational. Then she started going into film. And mm-hmm. she's just amazing. And she's killing fashion right now.
Yeah, well, she's...
to me,
she's killing.
Yeah, she just told how she felt mm-hmm. in music. And a lot of people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
If she's sad, she's going to let you know she's
right.
sad.
Mm-hmm.
If she's hurt, she's going to let you know she's hurt. If she's happy, she's going to let you know she's happy. And it was everything that she sung about mm-hmm. somehow fit the description of us as we were growing up.
Okay.
Right, right, right. So at some point you were able to plug in.
Yeah.
You know? So that's interesting to me, because Mary fans are old enough to have students, kids who were like 17, 18, 19, mm-hmm. probably in the early 20s, mm-hmm. like original Mary fans who grew up with her, probably are old enough or almost old enough to be your parents. So what I find that interesting is that she has transcended one generation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes her the queen of soul to me, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So, a podcaster, because you mentioned podcasting earlier,
mm-hmm.
a podcaster that I used to listen to on the regular before he got locked up was Tax Stone. And he used to say something regularly. He used to say that Jay-Z raised him. Before he ever met him, he said, Jay-Z raised me. I don't have a father. Didn't have father figures, but my father was Jay-Z through his lyrics. Any lesson that you needed to know as a street cat, you learned by listening to Jay-Z. And that, plus another a comedic bit that I heard on TV one day, in which the comedian was saying, anything in life that you need to learn or know about is in the Godfather movies.
Mm.
I was like, interesting. I'm a fan of the Godfather movies. And like, if you watch them, you can have, you know, college debates,
right.
you know, on them. With a Mary J. Blige album, My Life.
Hmm.
Does My Life hold that type of position where anything you need to know in life, between My Life and Share My World, is it all there for you?
Not all of it, but relationship-wise,
mm-hmm.
It's there.
I'm pulling up the Mary albums because for me, it wasn't those albums in particular because I was still young.
Uh-huh.
When those albums were like hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was young too, but as I got older, I still would listen to some of the songs on My Life and be like, dang.
Yeah, they were deep.
I'm going through it.
So, let me just tell you, for me.
For you?
For me, it was the Breakthrough album.
Really?
Because I was in a bad relationship.
Uh-huh.
And the Breakthrough album, I was like a senior in college, not in college, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, enough crying, and I can't be without you, babe.
Uh-huh.
All of that, like, yeah, take bad. Me as I am.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was
come bad. On, baggage.
Oh my gosh,
like, it's just everything.
Okay,
fathering you.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but then My Life had if you look at my life and see what I.
Okay, vocals.
Hello, vocals. You hear that, right? Okay.
Yeah, come on. Was,
like, you can listen to that now and mm-hmm. still feel some type of way. Like, it'll take you back to
it's
how
true.
You felt
it's true.
Back then.
So what I'm concerned about, fellas, is that we don't have a Mary J. Blige for the male experience. And all of my friends that are gay, that are men, still relate to those Mary albums, right? I don't know any of my friends that are straight, that are even into music like I am, that like, oh man, that Mary album spoke to me. But we don't have any guy album that speaks to us like that either.
Not Music Soul Child?
No.
I just want to sing.
Not Latif?
Like Jennings?
Nah. See, and the reason why I'm saying no is because each of them have like a song or two, they have a moment, but nothing that is life changing or stays with you. You know, so we're talking about the Queen of Soul, right?
Right.
But there's things about that you just identified that helped you, mm-hmm. helped you identify, helped you emote, get some feelings out, or help change your life. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that in terms of singers, male singers, secular singers. We don't have that. Mm. We might have that in terms of gospel for sure, but we don't have that. And we can't say R. Kelly. If you say R. Kelly, you're a creep.
He's over. I'm sorry. Like, he's a genius musically, but his character has just spilled over, and I just can't say we can't separate the two no more.
He didn't get you through much.
No, and I stopped believing he was a genius when he started making jungle noises on records. I stopped believing that. Like, you know, I appreciate sex as much as anybody else, but when your album is just crass.
Yes, that's you know, what it is.
I think I was over him when he did the whole Trapped in a Closet series.
Yeah, that was just like, what?
I was over it.
What's happening?
Because it was cute, the first
one or two.
But the midgets jumping out and all that. I was like, all right, I'm done. And I was living in Baltimore at that time, driving a FedEx truck. So they would, you know, the stations down there, the one in D.C. and the one in Baltimore, like, they were living for those when they came out. So it was an event. Like, everybody, I'm literally not BSing. I was in the hood in Baltimore. Those were my routes as the new guy. So people were outside like, yo, every car everywhere was R. Kelly. But then I was like, oh, this is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about, like, Maxwell?
Yes.
He got some good stuff. Eric Benet.
Maxwell has great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Nothing life-changing. No? You know, some babies came out of him.
Yeah. I don't know.
For sure. That is life-changing, you know? For sure.
I guess I never really thought about it.
We don't really have that. At least for this generation, we definitely don't have that.
What about Donnell Jones?
Donnell Jones.
Come on. Come on.
Donnell Jones.
He has some good
Donnell stuff. Jones, listen, I am a super fan of Donnell Jones, as well as John B. from that time period. Mm-hmm. And both of them, like, for me personally, you just hit it.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, those two projects spoke to me daily. Because mm-hmm. at the time, I was definitely not living right as a boyfriend.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Yeah, yeah.
Should've got her eyes on me.
Hey. I was definitely in the clubs a lot. I was doing some things out there. So those records definitely spoke to me and my lifestyle and, you know, my regrets at that time. John B. also, because my wife, who was my girlfriend on and off during that time period, her family was not feeling me. You know, what they say to this day is something else, mm-hmm. but their family was not feeling me. So they don't know. John B. was mm-hmm. definitely like my song, you know? But
Anthony Hamilton
does not see and think
that
about
Charlie.
It great projects, but they don't have the stature.
So basically what y'all have to do is y'all have to pick from different artists,
pick a song,
you gotta make a playlist.
Time,
yeah.
You know,
you have to
right
pick, yeah.
But we don't have
y'all don't have a staple
him
album.
You know, yeah. And the generations before had Marvin Gaye.
Yep. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. since Marvin Gaye, to me, in my opinion, there hasn't been that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know what? I thought that Trey Songz, I thought Trey Songz was going to lead us there. And then he just went like,
He did.
And went in another direction.
He turned completely sexual.
Yeah.
He did with the what the Trey out with the
I
the
was with D'Angelo that. Joint. Just gotta make it. Mm-hmm. I was with that.
Right, but he saw an opportunity. Now, so now I get into the business side of the
he
things.
He cut his braids off. That's what happened.
He cut his braids off, but he saw an opportunity. R. Kelly's getting old,
and then
right, yeah. He's getting old. He's playing himself out with all of his activities, and that lane is starting to get open.
But then Trey Songz is doing the same thing because
now
he's starting to fade, and
yeah,
somebody else has to come along.
But somebody, nobody yet has come along to take that position. Everybody that's out right now thinks they're rappers.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Kid Ink, like, just thinks they're rappers. That's why, to me, I'm so Malik is so refreshing. Because I swore he was 30, 40. The kid's in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up on music soul child. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing to think that, in terms of maybe in mainstream, because I'm familiar with his team, that if he breaks through, that can help usher the next group in that's like, I don't have to sound
that's
like
true.
That.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Usher Raymond. Confessions.
We're done.
That was your album.
That had to be your album.
Something from there had to.
For real.
Oh, everything. The whole thing. Okay, from beginning to end.
Because you would say y'all ain't had nobody.
No, I give. Well, we don't have, like, Usher is still not. He's consistent, but he's not. We don't look at him like how y'all look at Mary J. Blige.
That's
like
true.
How we as a community like, look at Mary J.
Well,
Blige. We don't
that
revere
y'all don't
him.
Look at him that way because he revealed what y'all was doing.
God code,
that's
man.
Why y'all, God code.
Can't
so
be.
He kind of broke that God code. That's why y'all don't look to
yeah,
him
because definitely.
He told about it in Confessions.
Yeah,
he told everything.
He's not supposed to do that. Not at all.
He did. That album had us open too.
Yeah, of course.
Like, ooh.
Talk about Insecure.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about it.
I mean, you know, but you know, you're not supposed to put that on record. And what's funny is that wasn't his life. That was Jermaine Dupri's life. And nobody would believe it.
We didn't know that. We thought it was Chili
and
Usher.
Right. Yeah, it was perfect. Like
it was.
You couldn't make a better marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us it wasn't Chili and Usher.
Right? So we're here in the studio, man, at the Friday Night Function, doing something a little differently, just having more talk than music tonight, just because I felt like it, man. I've got like maybe 4 hours just programmed for just this show. And I'm not going to get into all tonight or all while you're listening now, if you're listening to this on the podcast. But I do want to let you know that coming soon, between you and I, don't tell anybody yet till April 1st, but coming soon will be the Function Sounds 24-hour radio station. Yes, internet radio station, but you know how we do. We're internet with FM, AM radio access. You're listening to this right now live on FM radio, and I broadcast on FM radio in Pennsylvania and New Jersey 3 times a week, plus my podcast, the Traffic Jamming Podcast, that drops on iTunes bi-weekly. You add DJ Rome from the Function Sound in that he's on 1620 AM every Saturday in this market out of Bethlehem from 12 to 3 with the Open House with his lovely wife, Miss D. They also are simulcasted in Atlanta through Beasley Media, I believe, and I think South Carolina also. And then if you add Dr. D., and Late Night Journey Part 2 on WHCR in Harlem, New York, the longest running gospel music radio show in the United States. That's the Function Sound. Now, if you give us our own radio station, well, then guess what, folks? You're going to be able to access soulful, an authentic soulful experience out of Northeast Pennsylvania in a way that you cannot now, because we have what in Philly? Power 99 in Philly. WDAS in Philly. If you live in the Poconos, you cannot get those stations. All right, but you might if your car is parked just right in your backyard, you might get Power 105. When I live in the Poconos, I can get Hot 97 crystal clear in my backyard.
Really?
Oh yeah. And as soon as I drove right down off my driveway, I lost it.
I used to be so mad I couldn't hear Hot 97.
I could get it, you know, and it was just weird. I could get that. And then when I drove to my son's school in Mount Pocono, as soon as I got off 940,
mm-hmm.
I could get Power 105.
Wow.
You know?
Get iHeartRadio.
I work for iHeart too.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. will be on iHeartRadio. WFNK will be on iHeartRadio. Nice. Right now we're on TuneIn, and I'm applying different places. So what I'm saying to you is, by the time you hear this, we will be closer to our release date for the website and for the app. You'll be able to get the apps off the Google Play Store or iTunes. Now, I'm just letting you know. Don't tell anybody yet. I'm just letting you know. Dirty Fingers from the Function Sound is hashtag creating urban radio. So I've got Alicia in the studio with Keisha. And what's your name, sis?
Taylor.
That was my brother's name, so I should remember that. Right? All right. So I'm terrible with names. So if I ask you more than once, please forgive me. All right? I only know Alicia's because I've seen her a lot. Right? And I've already practiced in my mind, Alicia Key. Okay. All right. That's how I do it. Name association, you know. I've been middle management for a long time in my life, so I had to manage people and I had to remember people's names immediately. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you care.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. Somebody will say, like, hi, my name is Luke, and I do not remember their name. Like 5 seconds after. So yeah, I get it.
So tell me about this scenario. I might have said it wrong, but my intentions were good. But tell me about the scenario where you find yourself maybe not feeling that you're looking your best, but you run into somebody that looks cute, and you're at your job or wherever you're at.
Well, this particular scenario, mm-hmm. I was walking to the hospital to see somebody, and I was leaving with my sister, and I had just threw on a hoodie,
mm-hmm.
had some Tims on. I don't even know what kind of pants I had on. My hair was like in a ponytail. So it was kind of a rough day.
Okay.
Anyway, we're leaving. My sister's like, move to the right. Because
I think. I can hear it already. Because you only have one sister?
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
So is this the one that
Veronica.
I know? Veronica. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Veronica's married. So I already know this is the setup right now.
Yeah. It was. Okay. So. This guy evidently was like kind of walking swiftly. So mm-hmm. we were like taking up the whole aisle. So mm-hmm. she was like, move to the right. So I moved to the right. And then he, you know, walked swiftly by me on the left hand side. And me and her just hit there like that slow motion head nod, mm-hmm. looks him up and down.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, and then we looked at each other like, what? This man is fine. And then we put our heads down like, get out of here.
Now why do that?
I mean, I just wasn't prepared.
So what is prepared to you?
Prepare is I'm looking fly. Like,
do you have to look? Do you think, if you take yourself out of that scenario, do you think that you have to be on in order to be attractive? Not to attract the man, but just to be attractive.
Like that? No. But that initial attraction, like, we're all superficial in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that physicality the first time you meet somebody. So first impressions are everything.
Mm-hmm.
You only get one shot sometimes. And sometimes you might miss your shot if you look crazy.
Okay. So.
Because people put you in a category. Like,
I'm
going to
give you some inside baseball. I'm not going to give up too much. But
okay.
One thing, and you can test this amongst with your brother-in-law, your male friends. One thing for sure that we as guys definitely like are women who look good in Tims and sweats.
Yeah,
you know how I know
if you fill out the sweats, you don't have to have makeup on because that's not the first thing we're noticing.
I could agree with that.
African American men, to use that term, and Latin men, and I could speak on both because I'm both, aren't checking for your face immediately. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just going to speak facts
now. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the most phone numbers at the laundromat.
Boom! There it is.
I believe it.
Facts.
All right. You look a mess at the laundromat.
You're not supposed to look cute, right? You're doing
you. The laundry. You
right.
Don't expect to meet someone, but I've got.
But if you are wearing some nice kicks, some boots, some Tims in particular, you got your sweats on, and your face is clean. Your face has got to be clean. You know, you don't have to be super thick. You just need to fill out what you're wearing.
So you saying it doesn't matter?
It not to be on, like I was saying, I worded it the way I worded it to be particular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be made up in order for us to make up our mind. you know.
That's good. It's good.
That was good.
Yeah. But I think sometimes we feel more confident when we look dope.
Right. But then you're not even approaching. So why do you have to be confident? The guy has to approach in most cases. Right. Yeah. So the confidence factor needs to be on the dude. And if he's bold enough to approach you, while, you know, you might not be looking your best in your mind, you know, in the guy's mind, it's like, okay, damn, she's in the laundromat. She might think I'm bummy, whatever. Like, okay.
How do I approach? I kind of like situations like that, though, because the next time you see me, you'll be like, oh, shit.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite,
because
you see me in sweats. Guess what you getting?
No.
Oh,
sweats. It depends. It depends how much I'm attracted to that person.
Okay.
I like to switch up. Like, I like being, I don't got to do all that makeup and stuff, but if I can do both. So
right.
I like the option to do both.
Okay.
Have to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, oh, she could do makeup, she could get cute, she could wear heels, but I'm definitely going to throw on some kicks.
Yeah, I like that too.
Before I throw on some heels.
Right.
I'm confident in that.
Right. But now if you're, listen, I know women, I'm not assuming that you're one, but I do know women that, you know, when they leave their house, well, definitely my wife is one, but when they leave their house, they will not leave the house looking any particular way. They have to be this guy to match, this guy to go with this, the boot or whatever. Even if it's sneakers, they got it. Everything has to look cute before I step out of the house. And my wife does not wear any makeup, but she makes sure her face is moisturized before she leaves the house. So there is no like Walmart run,
right?
Per se, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At least not in my household. And I know, you know, some sisters that are definitely like that. So I understand why there might be like, I'm not that confident because I normally don't look this way. You know?
Yeah, I'm that kind of person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely more confident when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I am who I am. I can still talk ish while I'm looking crazy, but I just feel like it just gives me a boost when I know I'm walking out the house looking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'll run into Bae, future Bae, and you know.
I'm the opposite.
Right.
I want you to see what you're getting ahead of time.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. That's why I kind of brought it back to that.
I want you to see what you're getting ahead of time. And the type of person I am, I'm a sneakers person all the way.
Mm hmm.
And I don't want you to think that I'm just going to put on heels just for you. Now, in certain, you know, if we're going out on date night and stuff like that, of course, I'll dress up. That's not never a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, yeah, I want you to see who I am.
Okay, so let's get to that insecure part. Does he like you more because he saw you raw? And I'm not talking about in the raw. I mean, if he saw you raw, are you confident that he likes you more because he saw you raw? Or does he like you more because he saw you made up?
Well, something had to make you approach me if I'm in sweats and Tim's in the laundromat.
Or, I don't know, some guys are like, she looks this way, she's probably a little bit low maintenance. Mm-hmm. She's not, you know, going to expect a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So it varies on the man.
Yeah, it depends.
Because I don't want a guy to see me looking crazy when they be like, oh, she a bum, I could get with her. No, you can't.
It depends on his mindset, but it also depends on your confidence and when he approaches you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you approach me doesn't mean that I have to take your number.
Right. So wait, take numbers. They don't still do that, right?
Oh, of course.
I'm just showing my
Or Instagram. Like, what's your IG?
Yeah, what's your IG? Yeah,
I'm showing,
yeah.
I'm showing my age. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I do numbers, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I do numbers. I will receive the number. I won't give my number.
Yeah, and then in this day and age, I as many young ladies that I know, and especially those I mentor, I never hear numbers exchanged. It's always IG. You know, and they, you know, let me check you out there. I understand that. I mean, you know, I understand that.
It depends also where you meet the individual. Mm-hmm. So, and it depends the age of the person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Y'all should not be looking at nobody.
What you mean?
Y'all should not be looking at nobody like 35.
You crazy.
36. Like, they know what a phone book looks like. Like, that's...
No. I don't...
They know what an actual phone book looks like.
My preference is, like, not dating younger guys. So, I'm actually waiting for somebody who's older. I want him to know what a phone book is.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, folks, you heard it here first. On that note, I got to play at least one song. I have to collect myself because Alicia just blew up my whole perception of, you know, the young ladies of this date and age.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
I will not judge a book by its cover, but I will play this song. Oh, 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 oh.
I like the way you move your body. I'ma just stay the way you move your body. I like the way you move your body. Your hips, your thighs, your lips, your ass.
And I might get pulled up, and I might get pulled up. I showed up, drank all in my cup. What's in my cup stays in my cup. There you go right there. Dance all day with the pretty long hair. All the girls look good in the section. Only reason why I'm up in here flexing. Ay, I showed up. Neck looking like a light show, yeah. Lot of money, baby, I fold up. Change soon as I pull up. I pulled up, I know you shy, but still got that body. Sorry, I won't play you. You're my favorite and I might take you cause I love you.
I like the way you move your body. I'ma just stay the way you move your body. I like the way you move your body. Your hips, your thighs, your lips, your ass.
I like it.
New money, new money, new money, new money. Big blunts, OG, you're cooking. Patron in the bucket. More shots to the head, come on, now let's book. Go, 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 go. To the floor, 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 floor. Bring it back, whoa, 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 whoa. Get nasty, oh, 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 oh. Nice sweet like Florida oranges in. Drop that out till 4 a.m. in. Kick back, just chill, baby, huh? You go order what you feel, baby, huh? I'ma hand in the bill, baby, huh? After that, to the crib, baby, huh? A little bit of grits and eggs, hot tub of a bab, then get some. And I lie.
I like the way you move your body. I'ma just stay the way you move your body. I like the way you move your body. Your hips, your thighs, your lips, your ass.
One time for your body, your body. Your name on my forehead, baby. I want the whole world to know that I rock with you. Girl, I get butterfly when I talk to you. Big booty, girl, you can't even control that thing. About to call AAA and tell them tow that thing. That's why I'ma try to catch it and re-throw that thing. I'ma grab it like I'm trying to repo that thing. Girl, just like that, baby, you can have everything. I'll give you anything but a wet way. I'll eat it up all day. You ain't gotta force me to eat the cake, I ain't at a play. I spoil you in the first way. I'll give you what you want like every day your birthday. 2 times for the birthday girl, 2 times for the birthday girl.
I like the way you move your body. I'ma just stay the way you move your body. I like the way you move your body. Your hips, your thighs, your lips, your ass.
1 time for your body.
Ya son las 12, a ver, empieza el jangueo. Para bailarle y entrarle nosotros al festejo. There's nothing you can tell me, quiero beber ron. The night never ends y seguimos hasta que salga el sol.
Que te dejes seducir. Tú te mantienes y no tienes que dar detalles de lo que tú quieres hacer.
los se te tiran en ti. 12 o'clock, I'm about to hit the streets up. And the strip looking lit, I'm about to heat up. Llegó la mami que todo desespera. Te deja boca abierta cuando esta negra llega. What up? They're trying to keep up, but they're just too slow. They think that I'm the one, but they just don't know. I'm always ballin', I've been doing my thing. No tengo por qué hacer yo. I got my money, I ain't worried about what y'all think. Negra no se va con cualquiera. I got my money, I ain't worried about what y'all think. Se te tiran en ti. Ya son las 12, a ver, empieza el jangueo.
Jangueo.
Para bailarle y entrarle nosotros al festejo. There's something you can tell me. Quiero beber ron. The night never ends y seguimos hasta que salga el sol.
Es hora de bailar, baila. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que más queremos janguear, janguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar, bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca. Stunner boy, me come teleta, teleta. Viva Panamá, shout out the general. Next time the scene, mash up the things, you are one. Robe a tu chica como un criminal.
Así mismo.
Dale mami, pa' abajo. Baila conmigo, deja ese payaso, payaso. Pa' arriba la chica bonita. Mami, tú estás buena, trae a tu amiga. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que es, más queremos janguear, janguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar, bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que es, más queremos janguear, janguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar, bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca.
Tu bar y Coca-Cola caliente como sopa, tómale en tu boca. Nena, tú estás loca, diviale más frica. Blowing like a speaker. Mami, un día run the game like a sneaker. Levanta tu camisa, enséñame tu tatuaje. Cara linda, no necesito maquillaje. La chica, saca las sillas. Pa' abajo, pa' arriba, mujeres y las niñas.
Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que es, más queremos janguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar, bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca.
Pa'bao, 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 pa'bao. Pa' arriba, pa' arriba, pa' arriba,
pa' arriba. Stand up, boy, yeah, me come tell it up, tell it up. Viva Panama, shout out the general. Next on the scene, mash up the things you want. Robe a tu chica como un criminal.
Así mismo.
Dale, mami, pa' abajo. Baila conmigo, de a ese payaso, payaso. Pa' arriba la chica bonita. Mami, tú estás buena, trae a tu amiga. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro. Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que es, más queremos hanguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca. Mueve eso duro, mami,
mueve eso duro.
Panameño chulo, mami, haciéndolo duro. Mueve eso duro, mami, mueve eso duro.
Panameño chulo,
mami, haciéndolo duro. Que lo que es, más queremos hanguear. Ven pa' acá, es hora de bailar. Escucha, mueva la cintura. Le dije que la quiero y las otras nunca.
That's my youth, Stunner Boy Teats, over a Bigger Bigs rhythm, Panama and Haiti, getting together over that one. For those of you who were at the Panamanian Day Parade in Brooklyn, New York last October, they filmed the video live out there, Stunner Boy Teats. He was on a float with Flama de la Sesión, another big Panamanian reggae artist. Nati Cat was on that float. Who else was on that float? King Black was on that float. All the top Panamanian artists out of New York were on that float, except who? Dedo Sucio. Where was I? I was somewhere that day. I was committed to do something else, and I was just seeing the footage happening on my phone, and I was like, man, I don't remember where it was, and let me not talk too long because it might have been something important to my wife, so I don't want her to hear this and be mad at me. But I do know I wasn't there, and that video looks mad fun. So listen, check out Stunner Boy Teats, another artist. He's a friend of the function. He was here for the Moreno Takeover in Pennsylvania, rocked out with us, and my son filmed a video of him that's currently on our website, FNKRadio.com. So listen, I've got these lovely ladies in the studio with me, Taylor, Keisha, and Alicia. Oh, I got it. Yeah. All right. And we just had some good talk. And for those of you listening to the show on the podcast at mixcloud.com/Roberto Gooden, we definitely appreciate you. But we were off air talking about like the ages that some of these ladies, not necessarily ladies in the studio, but some ladies right now are looking at guys at, like, you know, what's the age that, you know, dating, what age are you looking for? And to my surprise, the prevalent opinion in the room, 2-1, was that older gentlemen are the move. That's the wave right now.
It's the wave. It's the wave.
So it was 2-1 on that. So I just generalize all men right now, or especially young men. I dissed you. I said y'all are not ready for prime time. Too much pants hanging off your behinds. I mean, you know, that I don't understand. Now this is just me. I'm going to show my age. You know, I tell y'all all the time, I got a few gray hairs. Show me my respect. Spell out the whole Mr. Dirty Fingers. But I am from the era of super big clothing, right? Where it was sagging for a reason. What I don't understand is how you wear like an extra skinny jeans, mm-hmm, and you got your pants below your ass. Like, that don't make sense. They're, mm-hmm, they're too tight. You have to physically pull them down to waddle your ass around. That don't make any sense to me. How is that attractive to a woman? So when I see a woman walking with a guy that's like that, and if they have children with that guy also, I said, okay, both of y'all are ghetto.
Basically.
I mean,
unfortunately.
Wow. That's just how I feel. So by that now, in terms of just generalizing, I say, man, if you like younger men, I don't see how you got slim pickings of finding an actual man.
Right. Speaking of, I was in the store the other day, mm-hmm, and this girl was at the register with a guy. He was like, yeah, I think I need this and I think I need that. And then she pulls out her wallet to pay for his stuff. Yeah. I was just like, what? We, yeah, still doing it?
Yeah.
I might have did that like once or twice when I was like 16.
But you didn't know no better.
Right.
You didn't know no good.
But I just couldn't believe that that's what was going on.
So unless, to me, this is my opinion, unless you are married to that woman, there is no reason why that woman should be paying for anything. Now,
anything.
Now, and I say that because there's no reason
unless
why.
You want,
right? Now, my wife works. She has her own money, right? Yeah. And not to really tell all of our business, but she also has my money too. So, you know, if she's paying for something, she's either paying for it because that's the bills that she wants to pay or that's what she wants to purchase or it's my money that she's spending, you know? But when I'm watching what I perceive to be, you know, just people just, you know, dating, and it could be young or old, like, it bugs me to see a woman paying for stuff.
Me too.
It also bothers me to see a woman driving a man around.
Oh, me too. Like, I'm traditional. I'm old-fashioned.
Is that old-fashioned?
Some people would say it is. As long as there's a man in the car that has a license, you should be driving. What you doing?
That's true. I wish my wife would drive, though.
Devil's advocate, though. You don't know the situation. I don't.
But I want my wife to drive me, though, sometimes, every once in a while. She don't drive nowhere.
I will, but generally,
you might do that one time, and somebody might just be like you and be like, she got this band riding around in the car with her.
Right.
You never know.
But if he don't get out and pump the gas, he's no good.
No, that's ridiculous.
Like, he's like, there's no. And listen, I'm listening.
No playing devil's advocate there.
I'm going to speak to all of my white women. Please know that you're being taken advantage of if you have a black man in your car and you are pumping gas. Just know you're being taken advantage of. I guarantee you that your EBT card is in his wallet. Ooh. While you're pumping gas. I guarantee that. I'm just going to say
that's
that.
Deep.
I'm going to leave it right there. And I'm not editing that. Because I see it every day. You can call me what you want. But until you tell me what I'm seeing is not the truth. Up in the Poconos.
Oh, yeah.
In Stroudsburg.
It's crazy.
Okay. Do you want me to break down the streets where I see this at?
Wow.
Come on. Okay. Wow. Unless you can tell me in Dundalk. Baltimore, Maryland, over in Dundalk, especially on the east side. If you can tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing, that's you're being taken advantage of. So any scenario like that, to me, where a guy is being less than a man, you don't have the right man.
Right. Don't play, ladies.
What do you feel about going to Walmart in your underwear? Your pajamas,
absolutely
I should say. In your pajamas.
Not. Mm-mm. No.
In your PJs.
No,
I'm at almost any Walmart, but I really noticed it at the Walmart in Strasburg. I used to live up there, so the Walmart in East Strasburg, right by the East Strasburg University, like down the hill, like everybody hops out in their pajamas and runs up in there, and I'm like, what is that? Why are you in pajamas?
Are they college students?
No. Because I've seen, not all of them. Now, they're definitely college students running in that Walmart. It's the closest to that school. But I'm looking at some grown folk in sweats and underwear going into Walmart. That's nasty. Because I'm thinking, are you going to get in your bed with that same?
Probably.
Yeah.
So throw them slippers off.
In college, it was different.
It was a trend.
In college, you're drinking. Mm-hmm. Y'all just running to Walmart. You don't care.
Going to the cash.
You're just going. But as an adult, don't ever.
But even then in college, I threw on a hoodie and I put some jeans on.
Right.
Nobody knew it. I just hopped out of bed.
Sweats.
Like, no bonnet life.
Nah, I definitely got caught with a onesie a couple times.
But then again, I was trying to get chosen for a sorority as well. So I was like, I can't let somebody see me looking crazy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we're just having some real talk here in the studio, man. This is Dirty Fingers from the Function Sound. Thank you for listening to my show. It's the Friday Night Function Show. I am on the air on 104.9 WJRH FM, broadcasting in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, through Warren County, as well as Easton, Pennsylvania, every Friday night from 11:55 p.m. until 2 a.m. You can also catch me on this same station during the same time, but on Saturday nights, and I play house music from around the world. And just to be clear, not anything you hear on Sirius Satellite FM. That is house music, and it is great for those who love it. But I play soulful house, deep house, soulful house, and not just African drums, soulful house. from around the world. So definitely check out that show if you're into some sweat, some working out, some movement, some dancing. You definitely want to check out that show. I got a lot of new music lined up for the next few weeks, so you want to lock in. Shout out to Aaron Prince also, who just sent me one of his newest songs and told me to hold it till May. I texted him last night and said, "You're bugging. I need this ready to go like in 3 weeks to start on my new radio station." So you'll start hearing some exclusives with us first. Shout out to Pierre Reynolds out of DC, who just sent me a new song from his upcoming EP. So we have a lot of new material to play for you guys, and I'm going to start debuting that tomorrow night going into this warm weather season. So at Buju Berto on Twitter is how you can reach me. Buju Berto, B-U-J-U-B-E-R-T-O, at Mr. Dirty Fingers on Instagram. Spell that whole thing out. I need my respect. There you go. And of course, you can find me as Dirty Fingers on Facebook. One word, no fancy spelling. When you find a producer, you definitely found me. You ladies want to give out your socials? I don't know. You know, if you do, this is the time to do it. Nope. Nope.
Well, you can follow me. You can follow me. Mm-hmm. My handle is at Uniquely, mm-hmm. UNIIQUELEE.
There it is. Make sure you're single, eligible. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just. Okay. I didn't want to say anything, you know, because I didn't get permission to put that out there. So I said, pull it back. Just make sure you're eligible. Don't have any attachments. And then try to slide in her DMs. I'm just saying. All right? I know her personally. Don't do that. Okay. All right. There it is, folks. Thank you for listening to the show. We're going to end off with whatever is on my deck right now. And I'll be back tomorrow night, God willing.
There's a reason why they watch all night long. All night long.
Ooh, ready.
Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight, I'm gonna show you.
Finesse the gal into them. Why yeah, we tell her we call you a boy? Can you stand the rain outside the game and stop? Finally confess the feelings that you want me with an island girl. Make sure you're packing that gun. Don't end up a gal blown up the century. Finesse them with a price people for money. This the refix can get too. What I'm so sick with that gal. Keep up with the sadness. Finesse in the game and it's niceness. We shall down the bar and that's priceless. We lock down the game without no stress.
If your lady finds